2-3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got some tickets to give away to the Rocky Mountain High Christmas, John Denver Christmas starring Rick Shuler. We've got tickets to give away to Florida State. We've got, who are they playing this week? Oh, they're playing Louisiana Raging Cajuns. So we've got all that coming up here, plus your top stories here. Let me get started with, and actually, coming up here, just so you have a heads up, at 4:28, I went through all the data again so I can get a fresh look at COVID, at the number of cases, as well as the deaths by age group, and of course the percentage of, like, the percentage chance of dying from COVID, depending on the age group. There's some interesting things about it. As the last time I updated, it was months ago. So top stories going on in the news. Russian missiles have crossed into Poland and killed two people, according to U.S. intelligence official. So, oh boy. Apparently, this was near the Ukrainian border, but it crossed over into Poland. And so the Polish premier has called an urgent meeting of National Security Committee to address this, because was this just an accident where the missiles went over Ukraine and into Poland, or was this a deliberate thing that was meant to look like it might be an accident? Oh, boy. Republicans are close to taking control of the House of Representatives. The latest update now, here we are, over a week, exactly a week from the midterm election. We now have the Senate seats wrapped up and the gubernatorial seats. Well, kind of. So the Senate seats have all wrapped up, except for Georgia, which we're having a runoff election on December 6th in Georgia for that seat. Also, Alaska has not been called yet, but it's between two Republicans. So either Kelly Tishibaka or Lisa Murkowski will win. Right now, Kelly Tishibaka is leading, but they're both Republicans. That's because they have that ranked choice voting over there. So it's kind of a weird thing in Alaska. But either way, it's going to be a Republican. So that'll make it 50 seats to the Republican, leaning Republican. And then we're just waiting to find out what happens with the Georgia election right there. Then let's see here. Gubernatorial election, the big news. Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate in Arizona, did indeed get beat by the incumbent Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs beat her by 0.8% of the vote. And yes, there's probably going to be a recount involved with that, but there's that. Also, it's not been called yet, but Mike Dunleavy, the Republican in Alaska, is probably going to be called as well. So the only ones we're missing are some House races at this point. Right now, Republicans have 217 seats, Democrats 206. You need 218 to win. So basically, the Republicans need one more seat. That's it. And it's looking more and more like, Lauren Boebert. Looks like she's probably going to win. She's close, though. It's a close race. She's only up by less than 2,000 votes. And they're continuing trying to do the counting still. So they haven't called that one yet. But then there's two other races in California where it looks like the Republican is leading. So there's a very good chance that Republicans will take control of the House. I mean, they only need one more seat. And what it's looking like is that they'll probably take the House and have maybe two or three seats more. That's the update right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic on the fives is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We do have one accident reported by FHP. This is going to be Highway 90, right off of Tudor Lane near Mayo Park in Milton. It is reporting that there is a partial roadblock. This is right near the Taco Bell. So not seeing any slowdowns at the moment, but just keep that in mind. Also on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, we have everyday afternoon traffic on the bridge due to one lane being open. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Real quick here, some of the other top stories going on in the news is that President Trump is expected to make an announcement tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock our time. He's expected to announce his 2024 election. Apparently, he's still begging Jared and Ivanka to join him for his announcement tonight. We'll have to see what happens with that. And then where's the other one? October had an all-time record of migrant encounters at the border. And it's like we keep breaking records, and these are not good records to be breaking. Chuck Schumer encouraging non-MAGA Republicans to work with Democrats. He says, okay, we'll see what happens out there. A baby born today has brought the world population to 8 billion, according to the UN. So that's right. We now have 8 billion humans on the earth. We'll talk about that more at the beginning of next hour. And automakers are shifting to lower cost batteries for electric vehicles as well. Now, a couple other stories here. Kevin McCarthy did go ahead and win the Speaker of the House seat. Well, if he's going to be the majority, but he's won the Republican leadership position for the House. So whether the majority or minority, he's going to be the leader. The Senate, though, Rick Scott. That's right. Senator Rick Scott has thrown his name in the hat to challenge Mitch McConnell to be the Senate Republican leader. So if the Senate takes over the House, if Republicans take over the Senate, which we'll probably won't know until I think it's going to come down to Georgia at this point. So if Herschel Walker wins in Georgia, Republicans will control the Senate, and that will be so basically he would be the Senate majority leader. If Herschel Walker loses, I believe it's going to be a tie in the Senate at this point. And so then the tiebreaker goes to the Democrat Party because they control it. So because they control the executive branch. And so that's what that would go on. But either way, Rick Scott is vying for the Senate leadership position. Now, if you've listened to Pensacola Right Now with me, Bobby Rossi, you know many times. I've been saying that for months, going all the way back to May and June. That I felt like, going all the way back to the beginning of this year, when Rick Scott introduced his like 10-point plan or like a 12-point plan to rescue America, and Mitch McConnell was like, that doesn't represent the Republican Party. That's just his own thing. And he was like, yes, it does. I was like, oh, he's challenging Mitch McConnell on leadership stuff. Sure enough, he's gone ahead and make that announcement. We'll talk about that more next hour as well. But if you have some thoughts about it and you want to share, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, top trending news.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
David's Catfish House is the local place where Southern and seafood meet. David's offers delicious, genuine Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish. Food is made to order with generous portions of their southern sides, including their signature slaw, which is famous throughout the South. Voted best of the Bay 9 years running, they take pride in what they do, offering dine-in and to-go orders and delivery with third-party online partners. So go and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Milton, and Pensacola.
Listen to News Radio on air at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, AM 1620, and online at newsradio923.com. Download our mobile app or listen through Alexa.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Phil the Mayflower is coming up on November 21st and 22nd at Cordova Mall. So start collecting your non-perishable food items now to help fill up the 53-foot Mayflower moving van. And once again, Phil the Mayflower is for Mana Food Pantries, presented by Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR Channel 3, our TV partner, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and us. This is the 15th year for Phil the Mayflower, by the way. So coming up Monday and Tuesday, November 21st and 22nd. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Our top trending news this hour. Well, Bobby, the State Department not saying a lot today after those reports of a Russian missile landing in eastern Poland and killing two people. There are reports right now of an emergency meeting happening today. Again, this is after this explosion. Two people reportedly killed in eastern Poland near the Ukrainian border. At the Pentagon, Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they're investigating. Unclear right now if the missile was a planned attack or a stray projectile. Construction workers that built a Tesla Gigafactory in Austin now suing the company for labor violations. The workers filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Labor today. They're alleging wage theft and a hazardous work environment. This is according to a report in Fortune. One worker saying they were never given health and safety training, but a subcontractor falsified the credentials. Tesla has not commented on the lawsuit. Well, Gracie, don't worry. It's not too late. Pre-sales for Taylor Swift tickets are being extended because of high demand. That's right. There were problems apparently on the ticket site, and users were dealing with long virtual lines to get their tickets. But various concerts she's planning are extending their pre-sales. And that's in addition to the Capital One on sale that's being rescheduled for tomorrow. And Bobby, the FBI now says that TikTok is a threat to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress today that TikTok shouldn't be allowed in the U.S. Ray says the Chinese government could be using that app to control users' data collection.
Yeah, they've been trying to warn about it for quite some time, that TikTok is a way that they're trying to gather data from Americans and other people that are using it. So but people still love it. They still keep on using the TikToks. They don't really care when it comes down to it. I remember when there was that other app that like made your face get old, like you would scan your face.
Oh, and yeah,
make
I
your
remember
face
that
look
one,
older.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, and
that was another. That was a Russian one, I think. And they were like, "Oh, you gotta get rid of that one because there's Russians are getting your data." And people are like, "I don't care. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Think, look at this picture of me in 15 years."
Exactly. I think that's the way they are looking at with the TikTok. They're like, it's okay. It's worth it. So kind of interesting right there. There's I'm wondering if with the Taylor Swift thing, I did see that crashed Ticketmaster. I got to be honest. I don't understand the draw to Taylor Swift. She's got a good song here or there. What's the draw to Taylor Swift? Gracie's laughing.
What? See, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not sure.
I don't get it. Taylor Swift, I mean, she's a good artist. She's got some good songs.
She's okay.
But what's the draw that makes people just like defend her so much, and like everything she does is like she could do no wrong? Gracie, maybe you could give us some insight here.
I know. I just want to, like, disclaimer, I'm not a Swiftie. I just like Taylor Swift.
You're not
but
a Swiftie,
I feel like,
but you do like Taylor Swift.
I feel like people my age and, like, this era get really, like, obsessed with her because it's, like, the first artist that, like, we all grew up with, if that makes sense. So it's, like, okay. She's been, like, your favorite artist since you were, like, in middle school, and she still could be your favorite artist. You know what I mean? So I think that's why people get obsessed with her. I don't know. There have people, like, I saw on people's social media, like, personal friends, waited like 4 hours to get tickets today and paid like outrageous amounts of money to see her. So like like, okay, that's a little bit of obsessive, but
yeah, that's a bit much right there. Holy cow. All right. Yeah. That's pretty bizarre. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking pretty typical at the moment with I-10 and I-110 really not showing any major delays, as well as 29. On Highway 90, we're just seeing our slowdowns getting into pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I do want to update you a little bit on COVID. It was actually started because I saw an update on the flu, and that got me thinking, well, I need to get an update on COVID. So we'll talk about these next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I saw this story about the flu. The flu is surging in the United States, particularly here in the Southeast, as well as in New Jersey and New York City. And they said that we've had 2.8 million people have fallen ill with the flu. 23,000 have been hospitalized. 1,300 have died. Now, we've gotten, I get texts all the time from people going, oh, you know, just as many people dying from the flu as from COVID. And I thought, I get those texts and I go, no, I don't think it's that way. And so I decided to dig into it a little bit and like, what are the numbers now? Because we know that COVID has gone down dramatically, but you know, where is it? You know, how different is it? So I looked it up and no. So we've had 1,300 people who've died from the flu this year. But we have anywhere between 2,300 and about 3,000 people who die from COVID every month still. But that wasn't enough for me. I wanted to break it down even further. It's been a while since I broke down the COVIDs. And so this is what we found. 0 to 17 years old, 0.01% risk of dying. 18 to 29 years old, 0.04% risk of dying. 30 to 39 years old, 0.13% risk of dying. 40 to 49, 0%. That's right. Under the age of 50, you have 0% chance of dying from COVID based on the latest data. However, over the age of 75, 11.5% chance of dying from COVID. Whoa. You know, chance of dying from COVID. 65 to 74 has 3.8% chance of dying from COVID. 75 to 84, 8.5% chance. Those over the age of 85, 18% chance. So those over the age of 70, 11.5% chance of dying from COVID. Those under the age of 50, 0% chance. This is a virus that continues to, that started off this way and has not changed with the shot or without the shot. Those over the age of really 70 have the greatest chance of having complications. Those under the age of 50, it's fine. That's why it just does, it's, this is why I talk about the data doesn't support the fear of like forcing kids to get vaccinated. Just does not make any sense. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. There is you just heard it right there. The Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two. According to a U.S. senior intelligence official, and Russia's now sending out one of our missiles. Okay. And McCarthy won the GOP. Rick Scott has announced a bid for the Senate GOP leadership role. challenging Mitch McConnell. And the human race now has a population of 8 billion on Earth today. Pretty amazing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I wish this station would stop talking about COVID. It's the misinformation station. Misinformation. The numbers I pull up from Statista and from the CDC are misinformation. And when I get people saying, ah, COVID's just like the flu now. Just as many people die from COVID as the flu. I correct them. I go, no, actually, we've had 1,300 people die from the flu in a year. We have about 2,300 to 2,500 per month who die from COVID. That, and I'm the misinformation. Okay. Bobby, what effects do you think the variants play in the data? The thing is, the percentages never changed. I'll tell you the biggest change that happened with it, speaking of misinformation, it was the biggest misinformation was that if you get the COVID shot, you can't spread COVID, you can't get COVID. That is why the numbers, I think the percentages would have changed dramatically. I think there'd be a lot less people who had died from COVID if they were given the truth, which is you get the COVID shot, you'll have a greater chance of recovery, particularly if you're over the age of 65. That's what the COVID shot does. I've always recommended, one, you're over the age of 65 and or you're under the age of 65 and you have high risk things, then you need to go ahead and get the COVID shot. But man, because they kept saying that you couldn't spread it, people were walking around like they were Superman. I'm invincible. I'm like, but you're not. Let's see here. Who do you think Trump will pick for his running mate? I don't know for sure, but I think Matt Gaetz is vying for that position. Then let's see here. I want to move on from COVID. Let's talk some sports here in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking pretty typical with 98 seeing slow traffic as you leave Gulf Breeze, head towards Tiger Point. The Live Oaks Nature Preserve is looking real busy right now as you are approaching Gondolier Boulevard. Opposite direction heading westbound is moving nicely. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some slow traffic near the West Florida Hospital on Davis Highway as well as Johnson Avenue and on University. Real slow moving and seeing delays as you move out of Pensacola towards Pace due to construction on the bridge. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, local, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Hey, we got some college football on television tonight on ESPNU. Bowling Green State's playing Toledo at 6 o'clock. Also at 6 o'clock on ESPN2 is University of Ohio playing Ball State. TNT has the NBA tonight with Memphis Grizzlies taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans playing pretty good right now, just over .500. When that game's over, the Brooklyn Nets will be playing the Sacramento Kings. NCAA men's basketball, number 4, Kentucky, is playing Michigan State at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And the late game on ESPN, 8:30. Number 7, Duke, plays number 8, Kansas. The NHL hockey is going to begin at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Dallas Stars at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Not ESPNU, I'm sorry. They are playing on ESPN Plus. Sorry. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing on ESPN Plus against the Dallas Stars. And then I don't see the Florida Panthers playing tonight. Let me give you a couple of the sports news things, then we'll get to our CBS Sports Minute. So the NFL is setting its sights on having games in Spain and France for the next international series. Remember, they just played in Germany for the first time this year. Now they're looking at Spain and France. Rams star wide receiver Cooper Kupp needs surgery for a high ankle sprain. He's going to miss at least 4 weeks. Colts all-pro linebacker Shaquille Leonard has season-ending back surgery. And Rory McIlroy calls for Greg Norman to step down as the LIV golf commissioner, saying we need somebody who's more of an adult to handle the rift between the PGA and LIV. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Tom Brady was recently asked on his podcast if coaching could be in his future, and he didn't say no. We've seen some of the best players ever become coaches with mixed results. With Brady set to cash in once he enters the broadcast booth when he retires, would he change course and take up coaching? My money says not a chance. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there's, I saw this study here pertaining to the most overweight and obese states in America. Most overweight and obese states. We get this update every year. Louisiana, Mississippi usually all up there, right? This year, Mississippi's not number one. No, it's actually West Virginia. Mississippi fell to number two. West Virginia comes in number one, Mississippi number two, Kentucky number three, Arkansas number four, and Alabama came in fifth with the most overweight and obese state. Florida comes in at 31st overall. So, hey, we're actually pretty fit. We're in the top half of the fit states. The states with the least amount of overweight and obese will be Colorado, followed by Utah, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and Minnesota. So I thought that was kind of... Now, one of the things that... We were just talking about COVID. We just did an update with COVID. And I got a text here I do want to try to respond to in a second. Pertaining to something different. But one of the things about COVID that was very flabbergasting to me was we knew that COVID most negatively affects those who are older and those who have pre-existing conditions. And one of those pre-existing conditions that had come out was obesity. That if you are overweight or obese, excuse me, it's not just overweight, but obese, then that created a complications from COVID. And one of the things was like, okay, so being obese and overweight can create more complications from COVID. And your solution to this is to lock me inside my house and shut the gyms down. It's like, shouldn't instead, like, there have been like some sort of nationwide program to help us like get in shape, like try to get in shape, instead of encouragement to get in shape, to avoid complications from COVID or anything like this. They actually did things, the government leaders did things that would actually worsen the public health. It's just one of those things. Just like I mentioned before, it's one of the things that woke me up to go, I need to start getting in shape a little bit. And I mean, I was already trying to, but when COVID hit, I already have allergy-induced asthma. So I was like, if I get COVID, this won't be good. And then when I kept reading about how being out of shape negatively affects you even further, I was like, all right, I'm going to have to try to do better. So I've been trying. It's hard though, man. I like chocolate. I like pizza. I like ice cream. Those are like, that's like my go-to daily routine. I got a text here asking, what if Trump announces a new party tonight? I want to address that real quick because I was saying I wanted Trump to win re-election last time, partially because I felt like if he did win re-election, he would be the one guy who, like, the very next day, look, he's done. He can't win any more races. He's the president. He could create a new party as president of the United States, and it could actually probably be a viable party. If he announces a new party now, he won't win. He's going to need the he's just not going to be able to win. But if he wins, then I could see him announcing a new party at that point. It's Pence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Pence Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923-850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie real quick.
Roads are basically just looking typical right now with slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. See someone else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the city of Pensacola having an open house tonight for citizens that want to learn more about the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar Watershed Management Plan. This is being held here in just about a half an hour at the Bayview Community Center on East Lloyd. The watershed plan has been developed over the last several months. And again, this open house tonight, giving citizens more information on the final plan that they came up with. The Bayview Center here at 5:30.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this story. Well, first of all, on our Facebook page, pinned at the top, we got a little Thanksgiving bracket going on. What's the most popular Thanksgiving food? Got things like turkey up against ham right now, mashed potatoes against sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole against corn, pecan pie against apple pie, cornbread against rolls, pumpkin pie against sweet potato pie, stuffing against mac and cheese, and duck against roast beef. So you can go there and vote now. Just kind of a fun thing we're going to do leading up to Thanksgiving, trying to figure out what the most popular Thanksgiving foods are. 94% of Americans say that they're not living in their dream home. 94%, no. Now, the dream home for people is different. Now, people are actually pretty reasonable, too. They're not saying their dream home would be some sort of multi-million dollar mansion. The majority of people say their dream home would cost less than $500,000, but it's where their dream home would be. 28% said it would be in the suburbs. 22% said beachside home. 20% said somewhere out in the country. You know what my dream home would be? An Airstream. Just give me an Airstream or even a hotel. I lived in a hotel for a while, for like 5 months. I loved it. That was amazing. That was awesome. That would be my dream home. Pets call right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
HelloFresh, the company, is being accused of using coconut milk in their products obtained by illegal monkey labor. What? I don't even know where to begin with this. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.